Good morning. A ridge of high pressure is building in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, and this will dominate the weather for the early part of the work week. As the ridge builds, with high pressure sliding off the eastern seaboard at the surface, a southwesterly wind flow will bring more humidity into the region today. The result will be hazy sun and late season warmth, with high temperatures reaching the middle to upper 80s, with some folks touching the 90-degree mark, although with the humidity, it'll feel like it's at or slightly above 90 through the afternoon. And we do run the risk at just an isolated shower or thunderstorm, primarily closer to the Canadian border. As we get into the night tonight, a warm and muggy night, with just an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible in the muggy air, otherwise dry and humid with temperatures back into the upper 60s and lower 70s. The ridge of high pressure will crest over us during the day on Tuesday, and that's when most of us will see high temperatures in the lower to mid-90s, and with high levels of humidity, the heat index will make it feel like it's near 100 degrees. Again, just the outside chance of an isolated thunderstorm. A cold front will begin to approach with a trough of low pressure from the Great Lakes on Wednesday. However, the latest computer models make this trough move a little bit more slowly toward us. As a result, I think we'll get through the day on Wednesday dry with hazy sun and clouds. Highs will be near 90 again. As that front approaches Wednesday night and Thursday, that's when we'll see the best chance of a few showers and thunderstorms as the front passes by. Temperatures on Thursday will be in the 80s, but the humidity will start to drop behind the front. In fact, on Friday, we'll go back to mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s, and we'll watch for another system to head our way for the weekend, but right now, it looks mostly dry Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level trough will move into the northwest today and the Dakotas through the beginning of the week as an upper-level ridge builds across the east. An active frontal zone will exist from the Central Plains to the Great Lakes region with multiple low-pressure centers expected to develop along the boundary. The main consequence of this will manifest as heavy rainfall extending from Minnesota to Michigan through Tuesday afternoon, and the Weather Prediction Center has depicted a slight risk of excessive rainfall for portions of this region. There is also a threat of some severe storms over the same general area with high winds and hail the main risks. Elsewhere across the nation, smoke from numerous wildfires across the Northwest will continue to ruin the air quality, and therefore air quality alerts are currently in effect for many areas, including parts of the central areas of California. Locally reduced visibility and very hazy conditions are expected, especially downwind of any major wildfires. A drier weather pattern, however, is expected for the desert southwest and the southern Rockies as the monsoon areas over this region abate. To the north, winter weather advisories have been issued for the northern Rockies of Montana and Wyoming, where 4 to 8 inches of snow could fall by tomorrow above 9,000 feet. At Mount Washington, mostly cloudy skies and 56 degrees with a northwest wind at 26 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 32 degrees. In Albany early this morning, patchy fog, otherwise clear, 68 degrees, the dew point 65, 91% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.04 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny near 90, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo a mix of sun and clouds, breezy with a shower or thunderstorm possible and highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 84 degrees, the low 63, the average temperature 74, that's 5 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 3.76 inches for the month, which is 79 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 25.82 inches for the year, which is 16 hundredths of an inch above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today is 79 degrees, the average low 58. The record high 97 set in 1948 and the record low 41 in 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 6:13 a.m., sunset this evening 7:40 p.m., 13 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and humid today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible and highs in the mid-80s. A few showers and storms tonight, otherwise partly cloudy, muggy, near 70. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and humid today with highs around 90. Warm and muggy with a passing shower or storm tonight in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, humid today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Warm and muggy with a passing shower or storm tonight near 70. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, humid today with highs in the upper 80s. Warm and muggy with a passing shower or storm tonight with lows near 70. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and humid today with highs in the upper 80s. Warm and muggy with a passing shower or storm tonight and lows in the lower 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid, an isolated thunderstorm, but mainly dry, lower to mid-90s. Hot and humid on Wednesday near 90, a scattered shower or thunderstorm. A few showers and storms possible Thursday, otherwise partly sunny, turning breezy and cooler in the mid-80s. And mostly sunny, dry on Friday, lower humidity, upper 70s. A scattered shower or thunderstorm over the weekend coming up with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.